Rabbi Brian.
There have been some wonderful studies in a book by a woman named Kaplan called The Gratitude Diaries, a year of looking at the bright side can transform your life. I'm a big proponent, as is any spiritual religious teacher, a big proponent of gratitude. A quote that is attributed to many people say, if the only utterance you made is thank you, that would be enough. But there's a problem, and we know gratitude is a wonderful thing, and they've done brain scans, and they've watched people's immune systems, and people who have more gratitude can boost academic performance, they can boost immune levels. But there's this problem, which is an evolutionary one, which is that our brains are hardwired to hold on to the negative more than the positive. And they think it's because from caveman days, if a berry made you sick, you had to pay close attention to which berry made you sick. Maybe it's for other reasons. We don't really know. Psychologists will say that it will take 3 good emotions to balance out a single negative one. I'm going to up that and say let's go for 4-1. Because if a negative, which is going to happen to us, if a negative is bound to happen, we need to be fortified with 4 positive things in our reserves, so that we don't wind up going negative. I'm a big proponent of gratitude practices. If you've read the articles on the 21-day no complaint challenge, or about the thankfulness challenge from Melanie Beatty that I was a part of. Let me explain that second one a little bit more in detail. For 25 days in the morning, I wrote out everything I was thankful for. But the trick to it was that not only did I write out the things I was thankful for, but the exercise required that I wrote out the things that I wasn't even thankful for and wrote them as though I'm thankful for them. For example, my son was turning 9 years old. And the night before his birthday, he had an anxiety attack. Of course he did. He was about to take a airplane trip by himself to Los Angeles. And he was up from 1 until 3:30, or 1:30 until 3, I don't remember. Just his brain going 100 miles a minute. And I, in the morning, went to write in my little gratitude journal. And I wanted to say, I'm not thankful that I was up with my son, but I wrote, I'm thankful that I was up with my son for so long. And the amazing thing is that text doesn't know tone. And so I was forced to write, I am thankful that I was up from 1 until 3:30, or from 1:30 until 3 with my son. And that changed things. That it was magic. I no longer was upset that I was up with my son. I was actually grateful for it, because I had done the simple task of saying I was thankful for it. Now, I'll say there's also exceptions to this. I have a dear loved one, a former mentee of mine, who was horribly wronged at work. And the next day, I wrote, I am thankful that this dear one was wronged at work. But I couldn't. I couldn't turn that one around. I don't think there's a silver lining to everything. But I can tell you that after a month of the practice of writing out everything that I'm thankful for, my brain was better wired. I had more gratitude in my life. I know I'm going long, but I want to add in one other part. If you make a continuum, and on the left side you put scarcity, and on the right side you put abundance, and in the middle you put sufficiency, you'll see clearly the 3 different places we can be. Scarcity is when we wake up in the morning and go, I did not get enough sleep. Abundance is when you say, I got enough sleep, and it's wonderful that I got the sleep I got. And many spiritual religious teachers talk about scarcity and abundance. And I want to add in this notion of sufficiency in the middle, of saying, I got enough sleep. Because to ask people to go from scarcity, where we're always counting what we don't have, to abundance, of being overjoyed of everything we have, I found for myself to be too far of a leap. So I made a temporary residency for myself, which became more and more permanent, in sufficiency, that I have enough. And I can, on a day-to-day basis, see, am I more in scarcity, sufficiency, or abundance? With lots of luck to you on your journey. I'm Rabbi Brian.